I'm talking now with Kevin Miller of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, where he specializes in tsunami preparedness. And this is, of course, a big week for that, being the 50th anniversary of the big Alaska quake in 1964. The effort now has been on making sure that California's coast is as prepared as we can be. How are we doing on that project?
Well, this is something that we have been undertaking for a number of years. We started out with mapping where water could potentially go from any tsunami coming from around the Pacific, and using that worst-case scenario to begin to plan how to respond.
There's obviously a concern about the ports that face the open Pacific, and I understand that Crescent City is leading the charge as far as getting itself defended in case such a thing should happen.
That's right. Crescent City was kind of a catcher's mitt because of its location and the topography under the ocean. There's a known tendency for tsunamis to focus in on that particular harbor. In 2006, the harbor was heavily damaged from a tsunami coming from the Kuril Islands north of Japan, and again in 2011.
What have they done to make it more prepared?
A number of things. There's a lot of planning that's gone on. The most basic thing to do is to understand where your high ground is and how to get there. So Crescent City and Del Mar County as a whole have done a countywide drill in the past. Beyond that, the harbor has worked with the federal, state, and local governments to rebuild. They're now on the cusp of becoming the first tsunami-resilient harbor on the West Coast.
How do you become a tsunami-resilient harbor?
Well, they have taken physical measures to engineer more resilient structures in terms of piers and docks that would be able to, if not withstand the tsunami, allow the piers and the piles to remain and provide much less cost for rebuilding should this happen again.
For folks here in the North Bay who live in low-lying areas, what sort of preparations are appropriate for them?
They can take a look at their local maps and figure out where your high ground is. You can look online at tsunami.ca.gov or tsunamizone.org and link to maps where you can find out where your high ground is. And then once you hear the warning, you will know where your high ground is.
In general, is it reasonable to expect there to be some advance notice when there's a tsunami headed toward our coast?
Yes. If it's coming from Alaska, we can expect about 5 hours warning. From Japan, we had about 9 to 10 hours. From something off the coast of Chile, we would have a little bit more, 13 to 15 hours. North of Cape Mendocino, we have the Cascadia subduction zone, which could generate something that would arrive in minutes. However, the rest of California benefits from some protection of Cape Mendocino and the direction that the water would be pushed, not necessarily wrap around directly to the rest of California. We would be definitely still affected by such an event, but not on the scope coming from Japan.
Well, it's a lot of planning, a lot of preparation, and although we hope we never need it, it's good to know that it's in place. Kevin Miller, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.